people don't like to use the term Rooney Rule for some reason, but I think what we can do is learn from that experience over in America. I mean, I think they are advanced, more advanced than us in terms of what they've done. And I do think there are certain lessons that can be adopted from the Rooney Rule. But what we've got to try and do is find something that suits the English game. But we shouldn't discount the success that the Rooney Rule has had over, particularly with the NFL.
With your work with the PFA, obviously you'll be talking to players nearing the end of their career. Is management something that you would encourage them to go into if they're black footballers? Because do you think that they are, as has been suggested, discriminated against when it comes to the big clubs looking to get a new person to take over the running of the club?
Well, the numbers don't lie, and we've only got two black managers within our 92 club structure. We've only got a handful of coaches, so the numbers are there for everybody to see, and if anything, we're going backwards. I think each generation of black footballers that come to the end of their careers, I think a lot of them would want to go into coaching and management, but when they can't see anybody that looks like them within their own industry, then where's the encouragement for them to do anything about it and maybe to go into it? At the moment, what we're doing with the PFA, I remain a trustee of the PFA, I'm no longer working for them, but the work that people like Paul Davis are doing, getting a lot of the black players to enhance their qualifications, to get upskilled, so that if opportunities present themselves, they've got the qualifications, they've had a good background in terms of playing, what else is there to prevent them from getting an opportunity to even get an interview? That's the thing, they can't even get an interview at the moment. So, you know, I do think football needs to do a lot more to encourage this current generation of black players to say, look, you know, we want your skills, we want your experience, come in and join us.
Do you think we should even be talking about black and white footballers now? 35 years after you were playing.
You're aging me now, aren't you? But no, because we don't look at a pitch and think, oh, there's a black player. You know, we've gone beyond that. What we want to be able to do is look at the dugout and not suddenly go, oh, there's a black manager, there's a black coach. We want to get beyond that. And it seems the progress in terms of when you look back and see the black players when they came to the fore in the 70s and those numbers increased so dramatically, what we aren't seeing is that being transmitted into the dugout. And we need to do something to accelerate that. There's a lot of black players who are very frustrated at the lack of advancement from the playing field into coaching and management.
Okay, let's talk about the statue now. That's a huge honour, I suppose, to be featured in the statue in West Bromwich, where you played, but a significant one because there aren't really any statues, again, to black footballers in the way that there are to many other English footballers over the years. What do you feel about this idea of being honoured in such a way?
Well, it is very humbling, and it's quite surreal in a way because I don't think at the time Laurie, bless him, Cyril and myself knew the impact we were making in terms of the social context. And I think it is very, very humbling that people think we are deserving to have a statue put up to us. And it's really difficult to sort of talk about it. But I think what we did here and the love we had from the West Bromwich people, you know, and the supporters is fantastic. And to this day, you know, when we go around and talking to supporters, etc., we're still warmly welcomed. But of course, we miss Laurie. You know, Laurie be forever 33, and I don't think there's a day goes by I don't think about him.
Being the 3 degrees, a label that stuck, a nickname from your manager at the time, is that something that, you know, you feel very strongly about? You know, do you think it was an important moment in English football?
On reflection, yes. I think at the time, we weren't that many. I think it's a great credit to the players of my era, the black players of my era, and certainly just beyond that, that despite all the aggravation we had to put up with, all the insults, you know, National Front were meeting us, getting off coaches, you know, we've had bananas thrown at us, we've been spat at as we came off the coach. Despite all that, our attitudes were, well, we'll see you next week, next month, next year. And I think on reflection, when you look back on it, you go, right, we had to put up with that stuff. Thankfully, stadiums are much better places to go to now, much more welcoming. As I say, look at many black players playing for England. I think for a long time I never thought I'd see that day, to see so many representing England. But that's a progress that's been made, and that's not just to do with black players, but supporters as well, who thought, we're fed up with all that abuse that these black players are getting, we're going to do something about it. And now they've had a voice, like Kick It Out, Show Racing Red Card. So they've done a lot better, and it's much more welcoming.